Daf is Shabbos Daf Nun Zayin. We are holding on the Tapa Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph. Today we begin the sixth parak of Masechta Shabbos. Bameh Isha Yotza. Bameh Isha Yotza comes right after Bameh Behema. So we already pointed out that it seems a little bit odd that we first discuss Bameh Behema Yotza, what an animal can go out with, and then we discuss Bameh Isha Yotza, what a woman is allowed to go out with on Shabbos. So we pointed out in the Medrash, the Rashi quotes in Parshas Tezriya, that Kshem Shi Yitzirasu Shalad Demachal Kol Behema Chayvav Kach Tarasu Nishparasha Achar Toras Behema Chayvav. So just like the creation of man was after creation of all the animals, so too the Torah in Torah Shebichsav of man is after the Torah of all the animals. That's why Parshas Tezriya, which relates to Yumin Tumen Tara, comes after the Torah of all of the animals. So too in Torah Shebal Peh, we also have a similar thing that the Torah of people comes after the Torah of animals. Another possibility that the Achronim raise is that in order to for a woman to go out, she always has to prepare the things that in order for a behemoth to go out, it always has to be prepared. Miba odyom ena chamar yotzi b'mardas elam kin kshurlo. That has to mean that it's kshurlo me erev Shabbos. So that's similar to Bamet Tomnin, which relates to Erev Shabbos. Whereas the things that a woman goes out with on Shabbos are things that she puts on Shabbos. So most of the Masechta is really in chronological order. We're taking a person through the Shabbos experience, beginning from the earliest experience from Erev Shabbos, going through till we finally get to Shabbos itself. It's also interesting why it says the Meiri Pnei Yeshua raised the question. The Mishnah says Bameh Isha Yotza. Why not Bameh Bnei Adam Yotzim? Why not talk about people? Why only talk about women? And in general, the Derech of the Torah is always mentioned Zecharim before Nekevos. That's Rashi in last week's Parsha. Rashi in Parshas Vayetze. That Yaakov was Makdim the Zecharim to the Nekevos. Esav was Makdim the Nekevos. Ve'ikach Esav es Nashav v'es Banav. So that's the Derech Shal Esav. So why would we dafka emphasize Bameh Isha Yotza? So that's what the Rishonim and Achronim explain, the Pnei Yeshua and others, that a woman has more things that we could discuss, what she goes out with, what she doesn't go out with, because there are more accoutrements to a woman's woman's dress, what she's going to wear, different types of jewelry. So there's a lot more to discuss when it comes to women. Also, the Yerushalmi mentions that women in general are much more prone to show things off to their friends, and the whole concern over here is that someone's going to remove something in order to show it off to their friends, how beautiful it looks, how nice it is. So a woman is much more likely to do that than a man is, and therefore it makes more sense to talk about those things that a woman goes out with rather than those things that a man goes out with. So let's see the parak, but let's see the Mishnah. Bamei isha yotza, bamei ina yotza. What does a woman go out with? What does a woman not go out with? Another word of introduction. As a rule, anything that's not meant to protect the person, cover the person's body, or decorate the person's appearance, meaning give a nicer appearance, is considered to be a masui and cannot be carried on Shabbos. But anything that's there to protect the person or cover the body is considered clothing, and decorative things, a tachshit, is also something that's not going to be a violation on Shabbos. However, our Gemara, our sugya, is going to discuss things that really should be considered clothing, and therefore that should be 100% mutter to wear outside on Shabbos. Meaning this is not a violation of Hotzah Midoraisa that we're going to be talking about. These are things that are clothing, and is not a problem at all to go out with on Shabbos on a Daraisa level, but nevertheless are Asur Midrabanan out of a concern that a person might take it off and then carry it in Rosh HaSarabim in their hand, as opposed to while wearing it. And carrying anything in your hand, even if it's clothing, is obviously going to be us. That's going to lead us into other discussions of chatzitza by a mikvah, we'll see, and all these different items we're going to have to go through, get an education on the different types of jewelry that they used to wear in Talmudic times. So says the Mishnah, what is a woman allowed to go out with? What is she not allowed to go out with? And Rashi points out right at the top, davi tachshit v'lo masui v'ika davi tachshit v'gosu b'rabanan dilma shalfa machvia l'chavrta chashivuso. Rashi makes this point that sometimes you have something that's a tachshit, and therefore midoraisa it's fine, but the concern is she's going to remove it in order to show it off to her friends, V'dilma asi lisuye talit amos, and therefore we're afraid she's going to end up carrying it for amos in the Rishos HaRabim. It is interesting that every time we talk about a concern that someone's going to carry something, you know, there are three surim of carrying on Shabbos. There's Hatzah, there's Hachnasa, and there's Dalet Amos for Rishos HaRabim. To bring something from Rishos Yachid to Rishos HaRabim, from Rishos HaRabim to Rishos HaYachid, and carrying four amos in Rishos HaRabim. But yet, every time we talk about a concern that someone might carry, it's almost always a concern that they might carry Dalet Amos for Rishos HaRabim. It's rarely a concern that they're going to come to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos discusses this in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes, because Tosfos, in a few places in Shas, we have a concern that Chazal were Oker Adavar Min HaTorah. They told us not to do mitzvos to Araisa out of the concern that Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos for Rosh Hashanah. That's why we don't take Lulav on the first day of Sukkot when it falls out on Shabbos, even though the first day of Sukkot is a mitzvah, any day when it falls on Shabbos, but even the first day, which is a mitzvah to Araisa, to take Dalet Minim, Chazal said, you know what, you don't take Dalet Minim when it falls out on Shabbos. Why? Gzeira Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos for Rosh Hashanah. So we don't read Megillah on Shabbos, so you have the, you don't blow shofar on Shabbos. So it comes up in Mishnayos in different places in Shas, the Gzeira the Rabbim Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos for Rosh Hashanah. But what, so Tosfos in that context discusses why Gzeira Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos? Why isn't it Gzeira Shema Yotzi Rosh Hashanah? Especially over there. I mean, over here you understand it a little more because she's not going to want to remove it until she runs into a friend on the street. She's going to wear it out. But over there, I mean, what's the whole concern? The whole concern is you can carry it from where you keep your lulav, where you keep your shofar, where you keep your Megillah, which is in your house, to then carry it out into the Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos points out that Mirishus Yachid to Rosh Hashanah is less of a concern because there's a hecker, meaning you have to step over a doorstep. You have to go out. There's some sort of wall or a Turas HaPesach or something that you're walking through that normally will serve as a reminder that you're going from one Rosh Hashanah to another. So, but when it comes to Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah, every Dalet Amos isn't marked off, so it's very easy to carry something beyond Dalet Amos. That's why that's always the concern that we mention. So the Mishnah says, what are you not allowed to go out with? Lo teitzei isha, lo b'chutei tzemer, v'lo b'chutei pishtan, v'lo b'ritzuos sheberosha. A woman is not allowed to go out with strings of tzemer, of wool, of pishtan, of flax, of linen, and nor the ritzuos, the straps that are on her head. Says Rashi, what are these chutim, what are these various strings? Says Rashi, shekola'as behen sa'ara, that she uses to braid her hair with. Tosfos points out, Mefarish Megumar Mishum Dilma Mishrami Latvila Shal Mitzvah Vishari Luvasi Lesini Arba Amos Prishram Omri Dainu Davka Bechutin She'enon Nosin Bekliyas HaSeher. The Ri says, we must be talking about things that are not placed into the braid of the hair. Aval Chutin HaNosin Bekliyas HaSeher Yotza Behen. But that which is actually worked into the braid of a woman's hair, no problem, she can go out with those things. Because such things we have no concern that she's going to undo them. Tosfos points out there shouldn't be a concern that a woman is going to undo something that's part of her braid, because braiding hair is asur to do on Shabbos. Why is braiding hair asur to do on Shabbos? It's a violation of bone, it's binyan on Shabbos. And one of the things about bone is that there are several malachos that come in pairs, that there's doing something and undoing it are a malacha, like writing and erasing. So whatever is considered to be a violation of writing, so when you erase that, it's a violation of erasing. If you're erasing something that wouldn't have been a violation of writing to write in the first place, then it wouldn't be a violation of erasing. So one such set of twin malachos is bona and soser, that there's an isser to build and there's an isser to unbuild, to destroy. So if there's an isser to braid the hair because it's a violation of bona, then there's also an issur to unbraid the hair because it should be a violation of soser. So Tos says it can't be talking about something that's in a braid because there would be no concern that a woman would undo it, because that itself is a Shabbos violation. We're not worried that a woman is just going to want to be Michal Shabbos. The concern is she's going to remove it without being Michal Shabbos and then forget and just walk Dalet Amos Rishos Rabim absentmindedly, not with Rishos. So she's not going to do an issur of Drabanan of removing the braid. So that's why Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Fractosus in Tomer, Mehai Taimate, Isha Asura Lotzeis, Betalis, Tavade Sharila, Bishas Tvila, So a woman shouldn't be able to wear a cape or anything like that. Something, anything. She has to remove clothing when she goes to the mikvah. And we're, the point is, the Gemara is going to say that all these items are items that she removes when she goes to the mikvah, and that's why we don't let her go out with them on Shabbos, because we're afraid she's going to have to go to the mikvah and she's going to remove them. So no, this gezeira is not. We're not going to make gezeira against wearing clothing. Anything that's part of the ikur malbush of a person, there's not going to be a gzeira. For the very simple reason that what's the whole concern? The whole concern is that you're going to forget and you're going to carry them. You don't forget that you're not wearing clothing. So if it's something that's part of just your outfit, so then certainly you're not going to carry it in your hand and walk with it. Of course she's going to put it back on before she starts walking around. We're only concerned about things that are very small, that you don't always necessarily put back on, that sometimes you'll take off and you'll leave it off. I take off my watch every morning when I put on tefillin. Usually it's at least till lunchtime, till I remember to put my watch back on. Little things that are extra, that are not part of the ikur malbush of a person. I leave the watch here a lot of times. I get phone calls from people who left your watch in shul. V'nir l'ri, the dafka b'dvarim sh'regilus la'asiron, k'dei la'harosan, omishum chatzitza, omishum k'peda gazru, sh'lo latzeis. So then the Ri says that it's only those things that it's normal to take off in order to show them to someone else, or to take off because of a chatzitza, or some other kpeda, they made a gzera that you're not allowed to go out with them. Because we're afraid when you take her off, you're going to forget that it's Shabbos vasi lasuye. Aval dvarim shemutu lotzeis ben, shein regilis lasiron, mutu likshra lahatir, brishas rabim, deleka lemecha shlamidi. That's something that you don't normally take off. We don't have any concern. Dim yeh zachar, dim yeh zachar Shabbos b'shas atara, lo asi lasuye. Vim lo yeh zachar Shabbos, hafilu nesu lahatir lasuye. If you remember that it's Shabbos, so then you certainly don't have a problem. You're not going to come to carry it. If you don't remember that it's Shabbos, then even if we ask you to take it off, it's still not going to help because you forgot that it's Shabbos, so you'll do it anyway. So that's how Tosfos explains why we dafka pick certain types of jewelry and not other things. But fundamentally, Rashi and Tosfos disagree whether we could even possibly be talking about something that's used as a braid in the hair. Rashi says that's what all these strings are. Tosfos says no way. And the Mishnah goes on to say, and also something else about these items, that a woman's not allowed to go to the mikvah with them unless she loosens them. That seems completely out of place. We're not talking about mikvah over here. The Gemara is going to question why all of a sudden we mention a halacha about mikvah. Different types of ornaments, of jewelry, she's not allowed to go out with when they're not tefurim, when they're not tied in tightly, when they're not sewn in. The Gemara will identify all these things. Also, she can't go out with a kavul to Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara will identify what that is, two deos. V'lo bi'ir shel zav, a certain type of jewelry called ir shel zav. It was like a headband that was had an image of Yerushalayim on it that was made out of gold. It was a popular piece of jewelry, apparently. She's not allowed to go out with that. V'lo b'ktala, v'lo b'nezamim, v'lo b'taba'as she'in ale'achosam, nor with different types of rings, nor with a ring that doesn't have a signet on it, v'lo b'machat she'in ale'nukuvah, nor a needle that doesn't have a hole in it. But in those cases, if she goes out with those things, so she's not going to be chayev chatos, as Rashi says, the kulu tachshitin inhu. Because again, all of these things are only midrabban. Midar raisa, you're allowed to go out with all of these things. They're all tachshitin. The only reason that you're not allowed to do it is because we're afraid that you're going to come to show it off to somebody else. That is all a concern midrabban. So first things first, says the Gemara, tefila mandekar shema. There's one line that doesn't fit in the rest of the Mishnah. The whole Mishnah is about things that you're not allowed to walk out with on Shabbos. And then we have one line about, oh, and by the way, you can't go to the mikvah with these items in your hair either. So who mentioned anything about tevila that we should all of a sudden bring it up at the beginning of the sixth parak of Masechta Shabbos? So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav Bar Avuah, Matamka Amar. It's a very important line in the context of our Mishnah. That is the reason why you're not allowed to wear these things on Shabbos. Matam lo teitzi isha lo b'chutei temer v'lo b'chutei pishtan. Why is it that a woman is not allowed to wear these different types of strings in her hair? Mipnei sha'amru chachamim b'chol lo titbol behen atzer terabim. Because the chacham said that you're not allowed to go out with them even on a weekday, you're not allowed to tovel with them on a weekday until you loosen them. They can't go to the mikvah with them. V'kiva de b'chol lo titbol behen atzer terabim b'shabbos lo teitzi. And since on a weekday you're not allowed to go out with them unless you loosen them, so therefore on Shabbos you shouldn't go out with them at all. Why? Dilma misrami la tevila shel mitzvah. Because it may come up that you'll get into a situation where you'll have a tevila shel mitzvah v'shar yilu, and then you'll come to take it off vasilasina dalaramus perush asarabim, and you'll end up coming to carry it for amos and rush asarabim. So it's all because it's a chatzitza by tevila that you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos, because we're afraid that if you have to do a tevila on Shabbos, you're going to take it off because it's a chatzitza, it's going to be a problem, and then she'll come to carry it. The Ber Hetev in Arachayim Simen Shin Gimel, very interesting thing. He starts off by saying, Kasva Ber Hetev Asher Lefanai. Apparently there was another Ber Hetev, so the Ber Hetev quotes the Ber Hetev. He says, the previous Ber Hetev had said, I don't know who the previous Ber Hetev was, but the Ber Hetev that we're most familiar with, writes in, that appears on the page of Shulchan Aruch, says in Simen Shin Gimel, Vim Abasula Asurim Bnei Gzerezu Tzarechim. He says, wait a second, so can an unmarried woman go out with all these things? Can I wear all these pieces of jewelry? Ki habesulas asuras litbal. Is not allowed to go to the mikvah. We don't allow besulos to go to the mikvah. So we have no concern that Dilma Mishram, Tevila Shal Mitzvah, that a Tevila's Mitzvah is going to come up. No Tevila's Mitzvah is going to come up for besula. So says the later Ber Hetev, I don't understand why the earlier Ber Hetev had a suffix about this. He says, V'lo yadati lama mesupak v'besula tfeimi b'zakeina. He says, why would he dafka raise the question about a besula? What about a 90-year-old woman? Could a 90-year-old woman wear these things? She's also not going to have a Tevila Shal Mitzvah. Nothing's going to happen. So dinami in shaykh kabat tefila. So the tzarich lomer, what do you have to say? The low plug rabban b'takanta, that it's a low plug, that we make a rule, one rule for everybody. We have that all over the place, all over Shas. So Pasha says that's what's going on over here as well. That we have a low plug. Okay. The question whether you can be mdaik anything from Isha as opposed to Tinoka as a young girl or something like that, or maybe Isha v'lo besula, Isha means a married woman, but some of the Achronim discussed that, but Pashto says there's nothing really to be mdaik from that either. Although Rashi on Samachem and Beis, Rashi is going to say beferish that legadola asura kuz shchichu b'tfila, ala katanos lo shchichu b'tfila shari. But we'll have to see the context of that Rashi to get a better appreciation. Okay, bay miner of Kana, back in the Gemara, bay miner of Kana merav tichi chalilta mai. So if Kana asks Rav, what about tichi chalilta? Rashi says sharsharos shalchutin chalulos vagulos, these chains made out of string that have holes in them. So mahu, what's the din? The claw ben sar of a lot. To put them in the hair and go out to braid the hair with them and go out with them on Shabbos. What's the issue? Why is this any different than the other strings we were talking about in the Mishnah? She'enu yichol, Rashi explains, she'enu yichol l'motchon l'dochchon al aser b'chazaka, because they don't tie very tightly to the hair. It's impossible. They just won't. They won't attach very well to the hair. V'amayim nechassim ba, and therefore water gets into them. So if she were to dip in the mikvah, it wouldn't end up being a chatzitza. So in Bailey, mi avi chatzitza v'loteitza ben b'Shabbos from gzeres tefilas mitzvah. So the shaila is this in, are they attached enough to the hair to be a chatzitza problem? If they are a chatzitza problem, we would understand you can't walk out with them on Shabbos. But if they're not a chatzitza problem, then maybe you should be allowed to walk out with them on Shabbos. So the response was, Arika Amrit, you're talking about something that's woven. Kol shu arig lo gazru. Any woven items, you don't have to worry about going out with on Shabbos because they're not a chatzitza at all. They don't attach very well to the hair. Itmar nami amaravuna b'rei Rav Shua. Kol shu arig lo gazru. Whatever is considered to be woven, there is not part of the gezerah. The ikadamri amaravuna b'rei Rav Shua, and others say that the response to the question was that Ravuna b'rei Rav Shua said chazina la achvasi delo kapten alayu. He says, oh, I know those things. My sisters were never makpid about them, and that's why you're allowed to wear them in Shabbos. Not because they're woven, but because when my sisters would go to bathe, they would never remove those from their hair. They would always leave those in their hair. So that's how I know that it's not something that people are makpid about, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. So my ika ben hachlishna ben hachlishna. So what's the difference between the response that it's all about arig, it's all about whether it's woven or not, or it's all about whether the sisters of Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua would remove them from the hair? So ika beinayhu ditanifan. Nafkamina between them would be, what if these strings that are in the hair, these items that we're talking about, are very dirty? So the hachlish and damar kol shu arig lo gazer haninami arug. If you hold that it's just anything that's woven is just not part of the gzeira, you're allowed to walk out with on Shabbos. So these are woven. So I don't care that they're very dirty. It doesn't make a difference. They're a woven item, and therefore they're not a problem at all. La hachlish and damar mishum kpeda kiven ditanifan mikvat kapta alayu. But if it's all about, would it be something a person would remove before taking a bath? Well, if they're very dirty, then certainly would be something a person would remove before taking a bath, because certainly coming in contact with water is just going to mess up their hair then, because the dirt is going to become loosened and turn into mud, and it's going to get all over their hair. So then it's certainly something they're going to be makbid about, and therefore would be a problem of walking out with on Shabbos. Rashi explains this nafkamina a little bit better, a little bit more, he elaborates on this nafkamina a little bit, and then he quotes his Rebbeim, who have a different explanation of the nafkamina. If you look at Rashi, Hanami Arighu, Vakamar lo gazu klal latzes, ulahai lishna de lo kapti, mashmadi ikapti, lenatla miroshim kshen rochzos, according to the Lashon that it's about the sisters not being makbid about it, sounds like anything you would take off for a bath, you're not allowed to walk out with on Shabbos. Even though it's not a chatitza problem, the whole point is that according to the Shita, that it's all about whether his sisters would remove it when they take a bath, we don't care whether it's chatzitza or not. That's not the issue. I mean, obviously, anything that's a chatzitza, by definition, you're going to take off and is going to be a concern. But even something that's not a chatzitza, you might take off, and therefore, if you might take it off, it's going to be a problem to walk out with on Shabbos. Why would you take it off? For cleanliness purposes. Even though it's not a chatzitza, because water gets in there. That's why it's not a chatzitza. But since it can make you dirty, that's why you're going to come to take it off and you'll come to carry them. But according to the first Lashon, it's all about chatzitza. They only made it gzera by things that are going to be chatzitza for tvila. So these two deos are not two deos, whether it is a chatzitza or isn't a chatzitza. It's not a chatzitza, that's for sure. The question is, are we still concerned that you might come to carry it, even though it's not a chatzitza? But Rashi says, V'rabosai mefarshin hach kpeda le'inyin chatzitza. Whenever you have the word makpid come up in a discussion that has anything to do with chatzitza, you always have to think, your first line of thinking is that the kpeda has something to do with whether it actually is or isn't a chatzitza. Because the halachos of chatzitza are very, very simple. There are two factors that we take into account when it comes to chatzitza, and they are rov and makpid. In order for something to be a chatzitza midaraisa, it has to cover the majority of the body and something that you don't want there, like if her body's covered in mud, or she's in a scuba diving gear or something like that, scuba gear where it covers the majority of her body, and it's not something that you always want there. That's in order to be a chatzitza midaraisa. Midarabanan, if it's rov ve'eno makpid, or miyut hamakpid, if you have one or the other, either something that covers the majority of the body, or something that you're makbid about, midrabbanan would be chatzitza. So when and obviously we never have things that cover the majority of the body that you're not makbid about. All of our chatzitza issues are the rabbanan chatzitza of miyut umakbid. That something covers the minority of the body that you're makbid about. So whenever we talk about chatzitza, all we're ever talking about is makbid. And therefore, Rabosav Shal Rashi say, you're going to tell me that this statement about, oh, my sisters weren't makbid about it, has nothing to do with chatzitza? That it's not a chatzitza anyway, and the hakpada is all just about cleanliness? No, the Rabosai Shal Rashi explained that hach kpedalin chatzitza, it has to be about chatzitza. Kedekaimelon rubo makbid alav chotzeitz. V'kashali begava the tuva. Rashi says, but I don't understand how they're touching this up. Meaning, what are they saying over here? That if you hold that it's mishum kpeda, so if it's messy, it's the second lashon would say it's something that you are makbid about, and the first lashon would say it's something that you're not makbid about. But either way, it's something that water can get into. Well, if it's something that water can get into, asks Rashi on his Rebbeim, then it's not a chatzitza to begin with. Meaning, Rovu Makbid is a question once you have something that blocks the water. If you don't have anything that's blocking the water, then it's not a, are the walls of the room of the mikvah chatzitza? No, because they're not blocking the water from touching her body, just because they're there. So he says he doesn't understand where his Rebbeim came up with this idea that hakpada can matter over here. There's nothing blocking anything in the skin. So that's how Rashi rejects the sheet of his Rebbein. Okay, Vaitu in the Gemara now. Tanan Hasam, Ve'elu Chotzin Va'adam. The following things are a chatzitza by a person. Chutei Tzemr, Chutei Pishtan, Va'aretzuos, Shebarashi Abanos, and the various straps and strings that the women wear in their hair. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shal Tzemr, V'shal Se'ar, Ein Chotzin, Meshamayim, Ba'im Behen. Rabbi Yehuda adds, if it's made out of wool or out of hair, they're not going to be chatzitza because water gets into them. So Amar Rav Huna, V'kulan Barashi Abanos Shaninu. All of this stuff is about, all of these items that we're talking about, are Barashe Abanos. Don't think that only the Ritzuos is Barashe Abanos. The Chutin Shal Tzemer Shal Pishtan, that's also something that a person wears on their head, that we're talking about on their hair, as opposed to in other parts of the body. Maskvar of Yosef Lemutemai. What do you mean, Kulam Barashe Abanos? As opposed to what? Meaning, what are you trying to tell me is not a problem? Ilem Lemute Ditzavar, if you want to tell me that he's coming to be Memayit, if it's around the neck, that that's not part of our discussion, that would not be a problem. That's where Avun is telling me that chutin that are tied on the tzavar are not a chatzitza, that are tied on the neck are not a chatzitza. Udamai, well, what kind of strings on the neck? Ilem lemute ditzemer, if you want to tell me woolen strings on the neck, hashta rachel gabe kasha chotzeitz, well, if wool on the hair is considered to be more hard, it's more kasha. If wool on the hair is going to be a chatzitza, rachel gabe rachmi bayit, then for sure, wool on the neck, on the soft skin of the neck, is for sure going to be a chatzitza, because it will stick much better to the neck. So that for sure would be a problem. So that can't be what Rav Huna is telling me is not a problem with chatzitza. Vel lemute dechute pishtan. Now, so he must be talking about chute pishtan, not chute tzemer. So hashta kashal gabi kasha chotzeitz, kashal gabi rachm bayis. So pishtan itself is kasha. So if kashal gabi kasha, if when pishtan is on the head, it's going to be chatzitza. So kashal gabi rachm bayis, certainly when pishtan, which is a little harder, is on the soft neck, certainly it should be a chatzitza, because it will again stick much better to the neck. Meaning that which is more kasha is less likely to be a chatzitza because it doesn't conform to whatever surface it's on. It doesn't change its shape based on the surface that it's on. That which is more rach will just blend much better into the surface that it's on, especially if it's on another surface that's rach. So anyway, so it can't be that these items are going to be a chatzitza on the head and not on the neck. Wouldn't make any sense. Elam Rav Yosef Haina Taim de Rav Huna. This is what Rav Huna is telling us. It has nothing to do with whether the material is soft, hard, whether it could be a chatzitza. They could be a chatzitza if she tied it really tight on the neck, the same way she ties it really tight in her hair. The point is that when she wears it around her neck, she won't tie it really tight, because people generally don't enjoy strangling themselves. So she's not going to tie it very tight around her neck, because she doesn't want to be choneka sasatzma. That's why it's not going to be a chatzitza on the neck. Not because it sticks better to the hair than it does to the neck. It would stick better to the neck if you tied it as tightly, but you won't tie it as tightly. Says Abai says, really, is that true? Anything that she ties around the neck, we assume she's not going to tie tightly. Habonos yotzos b'chuto shavazneyan, avalo b'chabak and shavetzavrayan. We said that girls are allowed to go out with the strings in their ears. What kind of strings in their ears? So apparently to keep their the pierced ears from closing up. When they didn't want to wear earrings, they would still keep a string in the ear just to keep the holes open in the ear. So the women are allowed to go out with that. But they can't go out with the strings that they tie around the neck. But if you say that a woman would never choke herself, so why chabak and shabbat savrein? Why can't they have these things around their neck? She's not going to tie it tight. It's not going to be chatzitza anyhow. So it's not going to be something that needs to be removed for tvila. Amar Ravina. So Ravina gives the answer. There's a certain type of jewelry called a katala, which is a thicker type of band. It wasn't like a thin string that when you would tie it tied around the neck, that it would completely strangle her. It was more of a thick type of band, and it was very normal for a woman to tie it very tight around the neck, because she would want to appear Shatira Kabbalah's Basar. It would give her this great double chin effect, which was something that apparently women were interested in Talmudic times. So times have perhaps changed a little bit, but since that was something that they were interested at, that made them look better, they looked more robust, so that was something that that they would dafka tie very tightly around the necks. Yeah, so such a thing you're not going to be allowed to wear in Shabbos, because that's going to be a chatzitza, and that's something that you're going to come to remove for the sake of a tevilas mitzvah. Okay, so the in Shulchan Aruch it says in Yerdeah Kuf Tzadiches is about in Yerdeah is about tevilas, about chatzitza. So the Shulchan Aruch says Katalashi Ritzua Chalaku Ruchava. If it's a smooth and wide band that she wears around her neck, Shakorecha Savit Savara Chotzetes Mipnei Shachonekas Atzma B'Chozek, because that she's going to tie very, very tight. Right? They call it, what do they call it? They call it a choker. So I assume they call it a choker because it's it looks like it's choking the person. It's tight around the person's neck. So maybe more decorative nowadays than for the sake of being looking like a balas basar. But nevertheless, it would seem as if it's something that's tight around the neck, right? That luchora. Well, that's a question. Do any of these things still apply nowadays? Meaning the post can discuss that bizmanenu, women don't do this anymore. They don't remove their jewelry in public to show them off. They wear jewelry, they'll show it off while they're wearing it. They'll show the bracelet, they'll show it, but they're not going to take it off to show it. That's not something that people do anymore at all anyway. Plus, nowadays, there's no tevila b'yom. So the concern that a woman's going to take something off in terms of tevila, that she'll take something off to go to the mikvah, that doesn't happen during the daytime, and so it only happens at nighttime. So that's what in Shor Mitzvah Balach over here he quotes that the whole point first from Tosos about Meisha, that only dvarim katanim that they would normally take off to carry is going to be a concern. So he says ulfiza asu lahakol bezmanenu shari kol tefilas nashim belayla the tefilas nida belayla dafka. So he said we shouldn't be making nowadays. Imkein lo tasazos belayla lahasiran mimena shemetipo v'tovad bechashechas halayla. The dafka b'zman ha-mishnah, the zavay satvelos b'yom, k'disa b'gemara. Says maybe you could come up with such a kula b'zmanenu that you wouldn't remove these things and walk with them at night, because you don't want to lose them. If you drop them, you're going to lose them, so it's much less likely to be a problem at night. But he says anyway, k'var kasam b'shulchan aruch, simin shin aleph, b'zmanenu yotzos ha-nashim b'kol tachshitehen. Nowadays we're not concerned about this. Women go out with all the jewelry because of what we said before, in dark and lasir migufan. It's not normal for a woman to remove any of these pieces of jewelry. Okay, so says the Gemara now. Weiter to that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shall tsemer v'shal sear ein chotzin meishamayim boim behen. So Rabbi Yehuda said that if these items are made out of wool or out of hair, they're not going to be chatzitza because water could get into them. So Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda Omer Shmuel halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'chutei sear. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to chutei sear that it's not going to be a problem that water is going to get into them anyway. So you're not going to come to take them off. It's not going to be a chatzitza problem. Therefore, you're allowed to walk out with them on Shabbos. Amalei Abaye halacha mechal de pligi. When you say that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, makes it sound like he's arguing on someone. Now he's not arguing. Tanakam wasn't talking about Seyar. So he's just elaborating that if she was to walk out with these things made out of Seyar or Tzemer, then it wouldn't be a problem. So how can you say halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Seyar? Tanakam never spoke about Seyar. V'chi teima, if you're going to say ilav de shame mitanakam da'iri b'chute Seyar. If you're going to say no, Rabbi Yehuda must have known that the Tanakhama was speaking about Chutei Seir, because if the Tanakhama didn't speak about it, Rabbi Yehuda would not have just brought up the topic out of nowhere. V'dilma k'shem ka'amar lehu, ki hechi d'maldisa li b'chutei Seir, odlinami b'chutei Tzemer. Maybe what Rabbi Yehuda was saying was really he was trying to argue on the Tanakhama dafka about Chutei Tzemer. And he was telling the Tanakhama, just like you never mentioned Chutei Seir, because you agree with me that Chutei Seir is not going to be a problem, because Chutei Seir always allows water to come in, so too you should be modern with Chutei Tzemer. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda was only trying to argue about the Chutei Tzemer issue. And why did he bring up the Chutei Seir issue. He's trying to come up to bring up something that he thought was common ground. So again, we're back to the kasha that why would you say halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'Chutei Seir? Rabbi Yehuda never argued. Tanakama never argued b'Chutei Seir. So the Itmar Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel modu b'Chacham l'Rabbi Yehuda b'Chutei Seir. So Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda Chacham Mar Moda b'Chutei Seir, that it's not going to be a problem. The only machlokas is by Chutei Tzemer, not by Chutei Seir. Tani Nami Hachi, and we have a Bryce that says this way as well. Chutei Tzemer Chotzin, Chutei Seir Ein Chotzin. Chutei Tzemer are a chatzitza, Chutei Seir are not a chatzitza. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shal Tzemer v'Shal Seir Ein Chotzin. And Rabbi Yehuda says, neither Tzemer nor Seir are a chatzitza, meaning he only argues on the Tzemer side of things. Amar Rav Nachman Reitzach, Masnisin Nami Deka. And it's Meduik this way in the Mishnah as well. Dikatani, because the Mishnah says, Yotzi Isha B'Chutei Seir, Bein Mishala, Bein Mishal Chavirta, that a woman is allowed to go out with Chutei Seir, whether they belong to her or to her friend. So money. So who's the author of that Mishnah? If it's Rabbi Yehuda, why would he emphasize that she could go out with Chutei Seir? Rabbi Yehuda holds she could do better. Rabbi Yehuda holds she could even go out with Chutei Tzemer. So why would we dafka emphasize Chutei Tzemer? Chutei Seir. So Elulav, so it must be, who's the one that's emphasizing that a woman is allowed to go out with Chutei Seir? It must be Rabbanan. He must be the Rabbanan who asked Chutei Tzemer. Ushramina, but Chutei Seir, lo pligi, shramina. So at the end of the day, you see that there is no machlokas about Chutei Seir. So at the end of the day, there is a machlokas, Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, whether wool straps are chatitza. And the Gemara proves, though, over and over again, that everyone would agree that straps made out of hair would definitely not be a chatitza. And again, it's because Seir is kasha, it allows for more water to come in between. It's not going to be a chatzitza, and if it's not a chatzitza, there's no concern that a woman is going to remove it before going to the mikvah. But that ends that portion of the daf. The rest of the daf is just going to be identifying the various items listed in the Mishnah. You notice when we read the Mishnah, we didn't translate a lot of the words because the Gemara is going to go through one by one what all these items are, what all these decorative pieces that women would wear, how to identify what they are. So, v'lo b'totefos. So we know the word totafos from Vayu totafos ben enecha, that it's our tefillin. But that's not what we're talking about. It's certainly not, we never refer to it in Mishnah, Kibra as totafos anyway. Tefillin are tefillin in Mishnah and Gemara. So my totafos, what does totafos mean? Amar Rav Yosef, chumrusa de katifta. It's a charm that they would use to ward off the ayin hara. So that's the totafos. Amar Abaye, v'tavi kameya mumcha v'tishtri. Oh, if that's the case, then it should have the status of a kameya mumcha, and a kameya mumcha is mutter. So there shouldn't be usher to walk out with such a thing. You're allowed to walk out with a kameya mumcha on Shabbos. As Rashi says, the ketani masnisim v'lo b'kameya b'zman she'eino min a mumcha. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to go out with a kameya. It used to be much more popular to wear amulets to ward off various spirits. Nowadays we don't have so much like this. Kameya, that's eino min a mumcha, you're not allowed to go out with. Ha mumcha shabir dami. But you're allowed to go out with a kameya mumcha. So let it be like a kameya mumcha, and therefore it should be okay if it's really to ward off the ayin hara. Elam Rav Yehuda Mishveda Abaye Apu Zayni. So rather, he says, Abaye argued it's a decorative piece that's worn on the front of the hat. It was like a forehead jewelry. And that's the that's what we're talking about when we say totafos. Tani Nami Hachi, Yotzi Isha B'Savacha Muzheves U'B'Totafos U'B'Sarvitin Hakvulba. A woman could go out with her special hat and with the totafos and sarvitin that are on the hat. So it's worn on the front of the hat. That would be like part of the hat, nice fabric, silver, gold, whatever they would have. We'll see the Mishnah Gemara is going to say depending on how wealthy the woman is. It was like different charms that they would attach to the hat. Ezo totafos vezo sarbitin. What are totafos and what are sarbitin? We said that she's allowed to go out with the totafos and the sarbitin that are on her hat. So I'm Rabbi Avot. Totafos amukavos lamei ozen laozen. Totafos are things that stretch from one ear to the other ear around her head, halfway around her head. Sarbitin amagi. The sarbitin get to the temples. They go from one temple to the other temple. Amar Rav Huna, anios osno social, meaning they hang down on the temples, not that they wrap around. It's like hanging down from the top of the head along the side of the head, like above the cheekbone. So That's what they look like. Am Rav Huna, Aniel Sosno Sosho Minit Sabonin, Ashir Sosno Sosho Kesavishal Zaham. Poor women would make them out of different types of fabric, and wealthier women would make them out of silver and gold. It all depends on the affluence of the woman. Veloba Kavul, so what is a Kavul? Am Rav Yana, Kavul Zeh Enyo Deh Mahu. Rav Yana says, no idea. Iba Kavul Da Avda Tanan, Aval Kipa Shal Semer Shapra Dami. There are two possibilities. It might be like Kavlu Da Avda, is the Rash says, the Chosam that an Eved would wear in his clothing, that would indicate that he belongs to somebody, that he's someone's eved. So maybe that's the kind of thing that we're talking about. But if it was a kippah shel tzemer, a small woolen hat, that would be okay. Odilma kippah shel tzemer tanan. Maybe the Mishnah is telling me that she's not even allowed to go out with a small woolen hat. V'kolshke mekabel davda. And then she certainly wouldn't be able to go out with a kabel davda. Amr bivo mestaber kman diamr kippah shel tzemer tanan. Most likely the Mishnah is talking about the small woolen hat. V'tani nami hachi, and we have a brace that supports that. Yotzi isha bekabel ubi istema lechatz. A woman could go out with a kavla and an istama to the chater. She's even allowed to go out to Rosh Hashanah with a kavla. Klal, Amr Rabbi Shmuel Elazar, Kol Shul Lamata Min Hashivcha Yotza, but whatever is under the hat, she can go out with. Kol Shul Lamala Min Hashivcha Ein Yotzin Bo, whatever is over the hat, she's not allowed to go out with. My istama, what is an istama? Amr Rabbi Avos says Bizyone. It is Bizyone. Great, my Bizyone. What is Bizyone? Amr Rabbi Amrav Kalya Pruche. It's something to keep stray hairs under cover. That sometimes when she braids her hair or ties her hair, some stray hairs go out. So this is something that's Kalya Pruche. Kalya means it holds them back from going outside of the hat as a way to keep them entirely covered. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue this discussion tomorrow.